9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, July 25th, 2024 edition. You're Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Last year, Lauren Battaglia baked a fantastic carrot cake. And of course, being the dutiful, wonderful husband, Pat brought it to the Fun Shoot Pig Roast to compete with me against my carrot cake. And of course, she has this awesome Tupperware, beautiful, superior carrot cake carrier. Well, we had the event, the people voted, Lauren gave a gallant effort, but Grandma Bishop's recipe prevailed. Brought home the leftover carrot cake. Vicky and I enjoyed it. Washed it up. Put it downstairs in the storage area by the Fun Shoot stuff. We have an area in the basement that is all the Fun Shoot pig roast area where we store things. Totally forgot about it. Now, Pat and I have had business meetings. We've seen each other quite a few times. Hey, did you bring Lauren's cake carrier? Oh, dang, I forgot. He texts me because he bought his ticket. Actually, he donated $100. Thank you, sir, for his $30 ticket. And said, don't forget, please bring Lauren's superior carrot cake carrier to the event. So during the break, I went downstairs. And yes, I got it and put it out on the bench. All the items that are going to the event I have by the front door and will be definitely bringing it. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We're going to have a blast, folks. You need to come join us. It's going to be a party like you've never seen before. We got great patriots coming. We're going to have a beautiful day, great food, great entertainment. Rob Curtis is coming with the Trump Unity Bridge. He has Trump Vance signs. If you haven't gotten it yet, $15 a piece, two for $25. His cost on them was $8.50. Expedited printing, getting them done that quickly, cost extra, but you can come and get a Trump sign. This is going to be a fantastic event. Just text me Pig. I'll text you the flyer. And the website, acconservatives.org. What's going to happen to Joe Biden when he stays in the Oval Office? Well, he kind of implied during his speech last night that this will give the nominee, the Vice President, Kamala Harris, the opportunity to go out and campaign. She can focus on campaigning. Meanwhile, he'll be back at the Resolute desk. The young man raised in Scranton, Pennsylvania, grew up with a stutter, dedicated his life to public service, has the privilege and responsibilities of sitting behind the Resolute desk, like so many presidents before him. George Washington. Oh, he went through a whole list of presidents that sat behind that desk. Well, Washington actually never sat behind the Resolute desk. The White House wasn't even started until John Adams was president, the second president of the United States. And yes, the White House was built by slaves. Yes, the 1619 Project would not let us get away with telling that story without mentioning that fact. One of the HBO series that, if you've never seen it, I would highly recommend you take the time to watch it. John Adams, based on the book. Very, very, very well done. Love Abigail Adams. Great actress. She played her role perfectly. Now, one of the things that John Adams in the book, in the movie, the documentary, I forget how many episodes it is, 5, 6, 7 episodes on HBO. You can find it. You can watch it. Setting up the process of leaving the White House. As you know, John Adams only served one term, just like Biden. And who replaced him, defeated him, and became the third president? Thomas Jefferson, his vice president. During the race of Jefferson against Adams, they attacked each other. Jefferson, the sitting vice president, actually from the opposite party, that's the way they did things back then, attacked John Adams relentlessly. Adams, in defending himself, attacked back. The friction between president and vice president goes all the way back to that history, folks. This is not the first time this has happened. But this dynamic's a little different, because now Biden claims that he'll be sitting at the Resolute desk getting things done for the American people, while Kamala Harris is free to go out and campaign. As a matter of fact, she missed Netanyahu's speech to the joint session of Congress because she was at a campaign event. Oh yeah, raising all this money from the grassroots, allegedly. Well, the lawsuit has already been filed to prevent her from having access to the money that was donated to Biden for president. They just changed the name of the account from Biden for president to Harris for president, thinking that she could have access to that $240 million that's sitting there. I believe that they're setting Joe Biden up for failure on some of the things he's going to attempt to do. And/or foreign policy may basically force him out of the Oval Office. What do I mean? China is going to invade Taiwan. What are you going to do about it, Biden? Generals walk in to the Oval Office, or they go downstairs in the basement, go into the strategy room. What is it you're going to do to prevent China from taking over Taiwan, sir? What do you want us to do? Same time, Iran is going to fully fund Hamas and increase the fight against Israel. Netanyahu said basically in front of Congress yesterday, we need the resources from America and we can put an end to this war once and for all. Netanyahu is not stopping until Hamas is absolutely removed from the face of the earth. He's not stopping. He's not giving up. But he was there basically lobbying the United States for more aid to Israel, with the weapons, the ammunition, we can defeat them. Annihilate them off the face of the earth. Once and for all. Kill the guys that are doing it. Kill their wives, kill their children, kill their dogs, kill them all. We're going to eliminate them off the face of the earth. That's why Rashida Tlaib was holding up the sign, stop the genocide. On the other side, it said war criminal. The process of something happening and Joe Biden not being able to be competent enough, cognitive enough, to do the right thing to stop it, because we are weak in foreign policy right now, I believe is going to lead to the Article 25 removal of Biden by his cabinet. Nancy Pelosi's already basically said it. Sean Hannity reported that a conversation between Pelosi and Biden basically said this: Joe, you're out. You can either do this the easy way or the hard way. And if you want to do it the hard way, you got 3 weeks. 3 weeks, and that's it. Why? Because they want Kamala Harris to be president. Not vice president, but president of the United States. The first black woman, woman of color, even though she's not black. They're going to sell it that this historic moment has taken place, that the first black woman of the United States is president, Kamala Harris. The first woman president, not Hillary Clinton. No, not her. Kamala Harris is more qualified than Hillary Clinton. And by gosh, we did it. She is the president. She will be debating Donald Trump. Man, I cannot wait for that. I swear, they need to make that pay-per-view. They would raise hundreds of millions of dollars if it was pay-per-view to watch that. Who's she going to pick at the convention in August in Chicago to be her vice president? Well, Whitmer says she doesn't want it. She won't take it. I think, I could be wrong, but I think it's going to be Gavin Newsom. We'll see where that goes. Gavin Newsom having to debate J.D. Vance. And by the way, J.D., just so you know, stands for James David. Weren't those two kings from the Bible? King James and King David? Just saying. Interesting little twist take on his name. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Yes, Downstate Kim predicted she was right. She texted me at 9:31 during the break. 25th Amendment. The cabinet is going to remove Joe Biden. I think it's going to happen before the convention. If they enact the 25th Amendment, replace him with Kamala Harris, making her the first woman president of the United States before the convention. Two reasons. Barack Obama, who is holding out hope before he gives his endorsement, is wanting to play a card at the convention, putting up, of course, his wife, Michelle Obama, to be the nominee. Now, here is the process. In Ms. P. and Petoskey, Kamala Harris is not the nominee. She's the anointed one. Facts matter. Sorry. Well, to be correct, they're reporting that Kamala has reached out to the delegates from the states. Those that were committed to Joe Biden on the first round of voting, now that he's dropped out, supposedly, allegedly, they have agreed to vote for her on the first round. She claims that at the convention, under their current rules, when they vote, and the delegates are now free to vote for someone else because Biden has officially removed his name from nomination, she will have enough votes to be the nominee. That's what's being reported. But I have a very simple question. Why hasn't Barack Hussein Obama come out publicly and endorsed her like everybody else? Everybody else. Bill and Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. Any heavyweight Democrat, heavyweight Democrat has endorsed her except for the former president, Barack Hussein Obama. What game is he up to? I think it's Michelle at the convention. I think it may be a situation where Barack Hussein Obama gets defeated in the process because the cabinet of Joe Biden, the cabinet members, pulling and enforcing Article 25th Amendment, removal of Biden and putting in Kamala Harris as president, checkmates his ability at the convention. And then he comes out, once she's President Harris, he will then endorse her. They will be finally unified going forward. Grassroots and all the elite established Democrats. Here's the other final point to this. Exactly what foreign policy issue is going to be happening to cause this Article 25, 25th Amendment replacement of Biden? What's going to trigger it? Is our national security interest going to be jeopardized because of his incompetency, his mental capacity, his cognitive reasoning, not able to deal with the situation? Is it going to weaken our foreign policy, our national security interests? That's what they're willing to do. That's the game they're willing to play, the Democrats, to justify removing him from office. And here's the other final point to that. What about the people that these countries are going to be invading or taking over as a result of triggering this event? The Taiwanese people are going to be invaded by China, and Biden's going to sit by and do nothing and allow it to happen. Well, not on his watch, according to him last night. No, he's not going to let China do that. He's going to end the war in the Ukraine with Putin trying to take it over. Yes, he's going to make sure that he creates a final peace settlement between Hamas and Israel. Well, I got news for you, Joe. Netanyahu is not stopping until Hamas is gone. You're going to have a tough time trying to create a peace settlement there. He wants to end this thing, this threat, once and for all in his country. And do you blame him? October 7th, savagely attacked Israel, their homeland. Got a very simple question for you guys. If they had attacked us like they did Israel on October 7th, how many of you would want Hamas completely removed from the face of the earth? I would. Attack America like Israel was attacked? You bet. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency,